destroying it. We take the wires out of it. We only need the wire. We don't need the glasses. The glasses has no use for us. We throw the glass and we use the wire because they need only the wire. And I think that cable wires, they are the most expensive wires you can ever get in this world. After gold, after diamond, is copper. That's what I want to tell you. The next thing that follows is brass. Because I've been dealing it and I know how the business is. You can't cheat me in scrap business. The only cheat you want, you don't know the business. Some people don't know that, the uses of wires. There are people, big men who live in the area. When you come to tell him you are dealing with wires, you say, ah, what are you going to do with it? But those who have been into science, who have studied science and know the uses of all this, they know. But they don't know the exactly money you are going to get. So they only look it for what? Rubbish, and they give it to you. Because if they are going to look on the money they use for buying computer, nobody will sell his computer for you for 5,000 cedis or 10,000 cedis. You get what I mean? So normally, they don't know the exactly use. Like, they know the exactly use. Maybe if I have a computer company, or if I have internet, I'll be putting the computer down when it's plenty, and I also demand them go to the company and weigh them for the company. But they don't know their use.
Yeah.
So normally when we go, we buy it from them. The Chinese people, you know, now in Ghana here, the materials like phones, the things we use is from China. It's hardly, because one day I asked a certain woman that I want to go to America and maybe buying secondhand things. And he told me that I shouldn't go to America. Their things are very high. That I should go to China or Korea. That I can get their things very cheap. And you know, the phones we use, the things we use, a lot of them are from China. And we know that the electrical appliance we are using, when they buy them, is the same thing they use to manufacture the goods and sell it for us. They buy the board, and when they buy, I don't know, I can't explain unless you ask them and they explain to you. Well, normally they don't have a day, but there is a Nigerian man who's dealing with them. And that Nigerian man, he will buy the board, he will weigh them, he's staying here, he will weigh them plenty, and when they come, he will also weigh it for them, and they will buy it.